Life.
Talk Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. You actually get to control the content, too, should you like. You can vote on what's already there. You go to the upcoming stories page. You see the freshest content on the site as submitted by listeners like you. You can vote it up if you like it. Vote it down if you don't. Or if you just want to be positive, only vote up the stuff you like over at freetalklive.com. And the more liked, the stuff that is the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. You can also submit things to the site as well. We're going to go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything, just to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in. There's a disturbing law in Kentucky that alternate.org is reporting on, which mandates that there be plaques put up outside of the Department of Homeland Security there, the whatever state version of Homeland Security that they have,
centers
that requires that there is a plaque with an inscription that begins with the assertion, quote, "The safety and security of the Commonwealth cannot be achieved apart from reliance upon Almighty God." And it's kind of led into a conversation about the, you know, should the government be aligning itself with some kind of a church? Mark, you said you think the Ten Commandments are a fine thing to put up in a courthouse, and you're not even a Christian.
I think outside of a courthouse.
When
we talked about the story, there have been different stories in different situations.
What's the difference outside versus inside?
I don't really have a big problem with outside versus inside, but I have, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you put up Draco's written laws, then that's fine, too.
Fine with that, okay.
Historical legal documents, that's what the Ten Commandments are, I think are fine in a building that talks about the law.
However, what is historical?
There is the old George Carlin joke out there that says that, thou shalt not commit, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not commit adultery in a building full of lawyers. It creates a hostile work environment.
Well, that's good. What's considered historical, though? Is it, if it's 5 years old, is that historical?
I don't think it is, no.
Does it have to be 50, 100, 500, 5,000 to define historical? Isn't anything in the past history?
I think that I think that when it comes to government buildings, that that there's a real problem, that you have a communal ownership issue.
Right, which is why you either have to allow everything in from every religion, or you allow nothing in my opinion. Let's go to Manny, though. He's listening in, I believe, Charlottesville in Virginia. Hey, Manny, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WCHV.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I guess it's like a two-part thought. One is in response to the mandate. You were kind of joking about the deists of the Enlightenment period. And it's funny that they kind of came to be because it was partially a result of the Black Plague. If God was there, I love it. You know, even as a Christian myself, I'm still on the fence about, miracles and those things. Like, thanking God for miracles, but not holding him accountable for the bad stuff that happens as well.
It is a conundrum.
Yeah, it's like, what I don't get is the irony of it all, that if God is all-knowing and all-powerful in that sense, then it's like me going up to you, slapping you, and then hugging you and saying it's a miracle because I hug you. Like, it doesn't make it all right because there's a disaster and then one good thing happens, therefore it's a miracle.
Yeah, I think that this is something that people have to come to a conclusion of on their own, and to mandate this to be put on a public building where everybody's tax dollars are going to, are being stolen in order to fund this building is, it's antithetical to many people's beliefs, including many Christians.
And that's my final point, because I'm driving the airport. My final point is that, even as a Christian, if that's what they want to do, it has to get to a point to where, some tax exempt status is relinquished when, you know, religion starts to play a role in government again. Yet another example with Billy Graham as well, straight out endorsing a particular candidate. If you want to do that, they should really look at, you know, the amount of money that they don't have to pay every year. If they want to start getting involved in politics, just like everyone else in politics, you should be taxed.
I think that the government has no place to tax. The government did not create people. God created people. God may tax you if he wishes, and some religion says that he does. But governments have no way. You know, to claim taxes from me is to claim that you own me, and I am not your slave. The government doesn't own my land. It doesn't own my labor, so it has no holding over me as far as taxes. It does create corporations, however. So if somebody wants the legal protections that come with incorporation, then I can see a legitimate role for the monopoly known as the state to collect taxes in that circumstance. But I think it's unfair for the state to have the monopoly of giving out corporate titles. These, as far as I'm concerned, are titles of nobility.
I mean, however, you know, in the Bible it does say give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Well, okay, just a second here. Now, your dollar has a picture of George Washington on it. Does George Washington own your dollar?
Not necessarily.
Jesus was a pretty wise dude, wasn't he?
Annie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. What are you getting at there, Mark?
Well, the fact is Jesus says that whose picture's on that coin? The disciples say Caesar's was. You didn't give him a chance to answer, by the way. And, you know, Jesus says whose picture's on there? The disciples say it's Caesar's. He says, well, render under Caesar what is Caesar's. And I say, yes, you should absolutely give the tax collector everything that belongs to the tax collector. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not responsible for collecting things to give to the tax collector. So therefore, everything the tax collector is coming to get from me is mine. And that's stealing. They're just stealing in the name of the state. Now, Jesus says that my dollar bills have pictures of dead presidents on them, besides $100 bills and $10 bills. And so that's Hamilton, who was never a president, who was Secretary of State, and
He
was ineligible for the office, and Benjamin Franklin, who was never elected.
Gotcha.
Was like head postmaster.
I was just trying to think of who the hell was on those bills.
Yeah. This is why you keep me around. Super genius. And so to have these people on, to suggest that, you know, these dead presidents show that the United States government owns those bills, no one will claim that the money in their pocket is owned by the United States government. It may very well be because it was purchased into existence.
Technically, they are notes of debt, right?
Yeah, so they were purchased into existence by the Treasury Department through the Federal Reserve, so one might be able to make that argument. But I own that dollar. I worked for that dollar. That's my dollar. And I'll render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but Caesar can't have what's mine. Just because he put a picture on something and it circulated its way to me, doesn't make it his.
Yeah, I apologize if you feel like I hung up the phone too fast. It didn't sound like there was an answer coming, and so there was.
If a person has been confronted with a new idea, then that's generally not going to be something that they're going to be right on the money. I know as a radio talk show host, you've got to keep things moving along. But
toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The alternate.org piece here about the Kentucky legislation, which isn't the only disturbing, religiously disturbing legislation out of Kentucky that we were discussing, where they're going to force the Department of Homeland Security there to have a God-related placard of some sort, a plaque hanging up on their building. According to Kentucky courts, unfortunately, the mid-level courts upheld this law, so the lower level overturned it. The mid-level then upheld it. One of the dissenting judges in the mid-level court said Kentucky's law is a legislative finding avowed as factual that the Commonwealth is not safe absent reliance on Almighty God. Further, the law places a duty upon the executive director to publicize the assertion while stressing to the public that dependence upon Almighty God is vital or necessary in assuring the safety of the Commonwealth. The rational was in the minority, however, as the Court of Appeals reversed the lower court's decision and decided that the law was constitutional. The last week, American Atheists submitted a petition.
I'd love to hear how they came across the idea that it was constitutional. I just don't quite know.
I'm sure there's a multiple-page legal opinion out there, Mark, that you could read.
It is just an opinion. And this is the funny thing is that somehow something could be called law when you can't even get all the judges to agree. If it really should be a law, shouldn't we get all the judges to agree?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ultimately, is God on the side of the United States? Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up what whatever you want. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is our website. We have got listening options for you. Broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, those are our streams, and they're available for you around the clock. So if it's in the middle of the night and you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, just tune in via the streams at listen.freetalklive.com. And not only do we have streams, but we've got over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week. And in addition to that, you can also pick us up on KU Band, free to air across North America. In addition, we've got the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about all of those options. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com.
I was talking earlier about bitcoins, and I want to make sure that I'm very clear on it. If you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, we've got several links there for you that you can find out more about bitcoins. I do really think that these are going to be an exciting new area as far as growth on the internet. I think that this is the area of growth as far as currency goes. What kind of huge leap forward have we seen in currency recently? I mean, the last one, paper money, maybe you can make the argument that those little strips that they put in some anti-counterfeiting strips that they put in some bills were a step forward as far as currency goes, but not much compared to an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency available to anyone on the internet that allows you to send and receive money without paying any fees, that allows you to have complete control over your bank account. Look, people all over the world, American citizens included, are having their bank accounts seized. They're having their money taken. They're having their, they're being denied bank accounts, all based on who they are, where they're doing business, who wants their money. You don't own your bank account. The bank does, and ultimately the government of that country does. Bitcoins changes all that. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to find all about it. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're kind of back on at least the last question I asked at the end of the last segment. Kind of brings us back to that idea that we were discussing previously with one of the callers about how some people believe that God is on their side, whether it's the guy running into the end zone at a football game,
yeah,
or people who...
God doesn't like that other team.
Or people who believe that God's on the side of the military from which, you know, which hails from the country where they're from.
Both sides believe that, yeah.
Yeah, and or God is on their side from whatever personal, you know, occurrence have happened in their lives. And do people believe this? Why is it that God is on your side but not other people's side? Why is he not on the side of all the other people that believe, you know, or if you believe that God is some sort of entity separate from you? Is this this daddy God not on the side of the people that worship him in a variety of different ways around the world? What makes you so sure that he's on your side but not everyone else's side? Is it possible that he could be on everyone's side all at once?
How would one be? How would a God be on both sides in a war?
Well, this is an excellent question.
You would assume that the people that are fighting it, didn't know what the heck they were doing, that they were, his wayward children.
Well, yeah, I don't know, Mark. I don't really buy into this whole daddy God thing in the first place. That's how I was raised. I was raised in a Presbyterian church in Southwest Florida, but I don't buy into it now. I became an atheist for about a decade, and then in my mid to late 20s, transitioned into pantheism, or panentheism. And that basically means that I think that the universe is God. So, or that all that is, you know, everything that's out there and everything beyond that, is God. And so therefore, it is godly, you know, my God, if you will, is on both sides, and my God creates all, you know, everything that's bad and good, and I can appreciate that which is bad because it allows me to know what I do want, it allows me to know what I don't want, and it allows me to have more appreciation for the good things in life because of, you know, contrast, duality, good and evil, cold and hot, having these contrasts, you know, spring, fall, and, you know, the wintertime, these are contrasts that are wonderful. But a lot of people look at the negative side and they say, well, how could God do X, Y, Z if God is a loving God? And you kind of, Mark, don't you have kind of a more pantheistic view?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's interesting. Do you believe your God has a consciousness?
Not that is necessarily beyond the consciousness of everything that is.
But what is the consciousness of everything that is? That seems like a kind of a circular statement.
Well, I would say that each individual's consciousness is just an individuation of something that's larger, which would be, you know, God.
I'm not sure I understand that. I don't feel like I have a consciousness of anything larger other than sort of the conversations that I've had along the way that have shaped, you know, my belief systems.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to explain it to you.
I mean, do rocks have consciousness? They're part of everything, right?
Well, you could, if a rock had a consciousness, there would be no way to determine that, at least from our position today. But certainly the rock is connected to all that is, and so the rock is God from that from my perspective.
The Christian Bible does mention that God is all in all, mm-hmm. and so this is a, you know, there's some foundation for what you're talking about. I think that people can have different ideas in these areas. I tend to wax poetic around God because I don't think that there's any way to, you know, ascribe, you know, I mean, these are issues of faith. These aren't issues of science or anything that can be sort of meted out or looked at necessarily. I mean, science is getting into such a faith-based kind of area where one has to believe, for instance, in the Big Bang Theory, that all matter that exists inside the universe, the billions of galaxies with that contain inside them hundreds of billions of stars, all that matter was contained into an area the size of a baseball, mm-hmm. and then it exploded out. I mean, I've got nothing but faith around that statement. I mean, that seems like a faith-based statement to make that statement.
Well, science is showing that most of our, you know, for instance, most of what we look at, our bodies, are mostly empty space. I mean, if you look down at the atomic level,
it's,
I think it is,
yeah.
That, you know, that's what you see. There's
space.
Mostly nothing in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You feel pretty solid, and the desk that we're sitting at here is darn solid.
I haven't slipped through the chair yet.
Right, but, yeah, there's something else going on there, and there's a lot of space involved.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it is. 855-450-FREE. What I think is most interesting is that over time, it seems that science is pointing more towards spirituality. And I think that there's kind of
I think it's perception.
A melding of that happening. I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, the core skeptic is never going to believe something like that. But I think that a lot of the interesting observations coming from, like, quantum science, which I don't claim to really have a scientific grasp on. I just know how it's been explained to me. And it sounds very it seems like it kind of plays into the religious belief
yeah.
system that
I really
everything's
like the
connected.
Videos I see on YouTube.
Yeah, that everything's connected. Yeah. And there's evidence for that, right? So that rock that you're talking about, you're sharing electrons with it, and it's connected to you. And that's true about everything, which means that all of the separation that we experience is really just an illusion. And that separation includes your consciousness. Because we can't, you know, science really can't handle consciousness. They don't really know what it is.
Not yet.
There's no real way to explain it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I think that all of the consciousnesses that we have out there, each individual is just a individuation, if you will, a division of a greater whole. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you can tell us what you think here. Take control of the airways. One thing about me, I'm never going to force my beliefs on anybody. I'm not going to force you to put up a plaque. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you like. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That toll free number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, has been a big supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time, years. And if you've got a company and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, you find the collections aspect of your business to be an arduous and vexing task, SACL CAI can do it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI.
Let's go to the phones, do the fun, talk to Gordon listening in Medford, Oregon. K-Med. Hey, Gordon.
Hey. Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, good. I would really love to see you guys debate. Personally, Bill O'Reilly or something, that would be kicking the butt. I'll tell you what.
It'd be pretty amazing. Really would. I would have a fun time doing that. Here's what I would suggest to you. I didn't debate Bill O'Reilly, but I actually was in a debate with about 9 other talk show hosts, some of whom were from the right, some of whom were on the left. If you go to publicity.freetalklive.com, that's publicity.freetalklive.com. And
I'm writing that down.
Yep, you scroll down a little bit, you'll see Ian versus Hartman, Schnitt, Humphreys, Combs, and more in the 2012 Talk Rumble. So there's
Combs, that'd be great.
Yeah. So I was up against some of the heavy hitters in the talk radio business.
Yeah.
And so you can actually see that.
I would love to see that inquiry. Thanks for sharing that with me, because you guys would bury them, in my opinion, really. But
it all depends on your perspective. I'm sure if somebody was watching this, and by the way, it's about a 40-minute long video, so there's a lot of content there. I'm sure if somebody is on the left is watching this, they think that the lefties won. If somebody's on the right watching it, they think the righties won. And if somebody's of a liberty perspective, they probably think I cleaned the floor with them. So it just all depends on the perspective of the viewer, I think.
Well, yeah, it's called logic.
Well, thanks. I do appreciate it. So what else did you want to share?
Well, you guys were talking about God and who he is, what he represents, whose side he's on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a long poem, but I couldn't take up the time because you guys would cut me off. But unless you want to hear it at some
other time. Depends on how long is and how good the poem is, so I don't know.
Well, the poem is excellent. And it's probably about 2 minutes, if I can quote.
Who's the writer? Tell us a little bit about the background here.
Me.
Okay. You've written your own poem. Let's give it a try. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
If it's you know, something I can't handle, we'll stop you in the middle of it. Go ahead.
But you got to – the bottom paragraph is where it really comes in.
All right.
Okay. So the seagull casts according to runes through beads of mirrored tears. Swamp pirate's words of apricot crawl out of your veneer. Anoint your eyes with Midas oil and make it still appear. Aladdin's lamp is glowing bright, transmuting panacea. To fill your
soul. Are you following this, Mark?
Sugar.
It has very lyrical language.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm having a little trouble with the phone hearing it. Go right ahead.
Cut to the chase.
Okay, all right. God, sang the sea goat, is always on both sides. Change, sang the sea goat, is constant as the tides. And this play, sang the sea goat, is strangely synthesized. When you're part of a cast, the first comes last. The east goes west, the worst is best, and the sun is burning out.
It is definitely poetry. I don't claim to be a poetry expert or anything like that. Here's what I would suggest. We have a Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Can you post the full text to our Facebook page?
Yes, I can.
That would probably be one of the best ways. Also, our Free Talk Live BBS, but the Facebook page has fairly good traffic. So that would be a good way for people to really be able to kind of ruminate on the lyrics that you've put forth. Anything else that you want to share directly to us?
Just said I like your guys' show.
Gordon, you guys are, and
keep it up.
We will do that, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I'm definitely not I never really dug poetry when I was growing up, and I think it's because the government forced it down my throat. I think when I was in government school, they wanted to teach you about haiku, and they wanted to teach you about what were the other ones. I don't even remember what they're called.
There's lots
limericks,
of different types.
I guess.
I don't think they taught you too many limericks.
No, they
school.
Didn't, no. I guess. But let's see. I'm trying to remember what the other ones were, but I don't remember. Anyway, they shoved them down my throat, and you had to learn about all the beats in the poetry, and you had to write all. And it was just, you forced me to do things. I don't like it. I don't like it. And that doesn't mean that I haven't been able to appreciate it a little bit more as an adult. But I'm not the kind of person who's going to go out and buy a poetry book because of, I think, what happened to me in government school.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I think it's fallen out of fashion to some extent. Now beat poetry might be coming back a little bit. NPR's got this thing where they'll get you in front of a mic different places, and I think it's kind of interesting. But maybe hip-hop has replaced poetry on a sort of a national stage.
Let's go to Michelle. She's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry, I'm split internet. I wanted to talk about the RFID.
Sure.
You're familiar with that down in Texas and also
in
California here?
Tell me more about what you mean in Texas and California. RFID, as I understand it, is a technology that is very small. It allows storage of information, for instance, identifying information for a passport or a driver's license, but also is used in stock rooms to identify amounts of product on a pallet, for instance, and easily process products. So there's some real benefits to RFID, and there's some possible dangers. Go ahead.
Okay, the dangers I would think would be, for instance, the student that got suspended for not wearing their ID at school, because that's how they track the students, whether they're on campus or not.
Right, they've got the lanyards with the ID badge on them.
Right, so they're being suspended temporarily until the judge deems otherwise. I don't know, but they're also doing it to preschoolers. They're embedding them in their clothing.
Who's they?
And
I think this is being done in Texas.
There's several schools in California. There's one outside of Richmond, or in Richmond, and there's several outside of Sacramento that have been putting them in children's clothing as kind of a trial run. And I don't know what your take was on that, because I have three children of my own, and if they're in public school or, I mean, they pretty much boycott any kind of homeschooling.
My take on it is, if a parent is fine with it, then that's their business. But if it's forced on everyone, I got a problem with it. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I think that if this was done in a private school, that there might be some value to this. And
most preschools are privately run.
No, they're talking about public schools.
Right? I'm sorry, you said in the preschool they are putting them in clothes, correct?
Oh, right, but there's two different types of preschools. There's ones that are federally funded, and then there's ones that are private.
Forgive
me, I don't know which ones are actually installing the RFID.
Well, we know that what you were talking about before with the lanyards, that's a government school thing, right? So to have all the kids wearing lanyards as they're walking around the campus all day, that's a government school thing, and that's being mandated on people. So that I have a problem with. But if you're going to a preschool and you're consenting to send your kids there and they tell you, hey, we want to put some tracking chip in your child's clothing, then you're consenting to that too, if you consent to it. In which case, you know, if it's consensual, that's fine. I think there's some value in the idea of being able to track your preschooler.
I agree that there's value. I also think that to some extent we are being, over time acclimated to a police state. Like, for instance, if you go to a big box store and they want to shake you down on the way out, they want to, see, I'm going to go through your bags and I'm going to check what's on the receipt versus what's in the bag. Look, if you trusted me enough to come up to the cash register and make it this far, I don't need you to go through my bags. I'm going to, I'm going to go return my stuff and I'm going to get my money back. I don't want to be shaken down on the way out. And I understand why people don't want that kind of treatment in certain areas. I can also see value in keeping an eye on your kid. Kids wander away.
Michelle, I'd like to know what you think. If you want to hang on, we can bring you back here in a moment, and you can tell us how you feel about this. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But generally, I'm against the idea of government tracking. Don't like that at all. 1-855-450-FREE. I'm against the idea of having them have any information at all about you. The more they can get, the more power they have, the more information about you, that is. 855-450-FREE. In the remaining moments, we have enough time for you and your thoughts. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Lunch! Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you would like to support this show, you can do that by promoting Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find resources there that you can utilize, everything from flyers that you can print and hand out or post on poster boards like at college campuses or local coffee shop or wherever. And also web graphics you can use on your website or blog. We've also got high-res graphics you can take and do whatever it is you want to do with over at promote.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn how to get a free bumper sticker, promote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, and Michelle is still there in California. She called about RFID to ask what we think about the idea of it being either forced on or requested consensually as far as parents sending their kids to certain schools, preschools. Apparently some preschools are sewing them into clothing of the children that go there. And then also you've got government schools that are forcing kids to wear lanyards with ID badges on them and that kind of thing to keep track of them as though they are cattle. I'm curious as to, Michelle, what you think. You had asked us what we think about it, but go ahead.
Well, I don't think that it, okay, first of all, I've had children in preschool, and it should be up to the person in charge there to keep track of the children, why the government.
Like, you broke up a little bit there. It should be up to the person in charge. What? Go ahead.
I mean, okay, I used to work at a preschool, so mm-hmm. I used to watch the children and make sure none of them were missing. So why do I have to depend on the government to watch children through these devices that they sew into their clothing?
Well, I don't know if the preschools, just to clarify, are the preschools working with the government, or is this a privately run program when it comes to the preschools?
Honestly, I can't answer that.
It seems unlikely that they're working with the government, because working with the government is a very difficult process. They are incompetent. They don't tend to know what they're doing. I would guess that some salesman came into the preschool from whatever RFID tagging company it is and managed to sell them on the idea of, hey, look, you know, you put this chips in the kids' clothing and you can watch them on this little monitor over here, or something like that. I mean, I'd like to know more about the technology myself. And, of course, parents should be the ones that are the really ones that care about this. I mean, buyer beware. Mark, you're sending Jack to a preschool-like kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a kindergarten.
And, you know, what would you do if they came up to you with this proposal?
It seems highly unlikely.
I remember putting my child in kindergarten, and if he wasn't there for a certain amount of time, they threatened me with jail time. So
yeah, that's no good.
It's something that they're pushing on everybody, and it says a federally funded preschool in Richmond, California, began embedding RFID chips in students' clothing in 2010.
Okay, yeah, if it's federally funded, then that very well could be some kind of government program. And that obviously is disturbing to me. And I thank you, Michelle, for the call and the heads up on that here tonight at 855-450-FREE.
One thing that's for certain is governments love to collect information. Governments all over have always loved to collect information. It gives them busy work, storing the information, and what a collating and filing and doing whatever it is they do with that information. So they have to, of course, if they have the busy work, they can, of course, charge you more money through taxes in order to file, collate, and store this stuff. So, governments are going to love information. They just love it. And I'm not sure what the reasons for it are. I do think that preschools...
Well, it's the police state thing, like you were talking about earlier. I mean, people are being acclimated to the police state, and if young people from a very young age are used to having some kind of identifying badge on them, they may not realize there's RFID involved. I mean, you know, if you're 8 years old in government elementary school,
you're going to know that it goes beep beep or whatever.
Not necessarily. It may not make any noise whatsoever.
Okay, it doesn't have to go beep beep. You're going to know that if the teacher comes looking for you, if you wander too far, kids are going to find out very quickly that they're being tracked.
Maybe so. But either way, it is acclimating them to that, because, like, a lot of the government school kids these days are used to having the police come into their school and do dogs, searches, sniff out the drugs in the lockers, supposedly. These are normal behavior for these young people, but for you and I, it would have been pretty unusual if we were going to school and something like that happened. So if they're used to carrying around some sort of government ID from age 5 or earlier, that's some serious training going on there.
Agreed.
Let's go to Rick. He's listening in Georgia. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know what InfoWars is.
Yep, that's a website that Alex Jones, who is a talk radio host, kind of a more conspiracy theory bend, has put out there. Very popular site. What about it?
Well, that's what he talks a lot about, that, about how they're infiltrating. He says, like, there's a lady that I listen to on Coast to Coast, and she, you know, she fought against it getting put into, like, Macy's. Because, like, you can walk down an aisle in some of the major department stores, and there's one of those chips, and it can pick up your driver's license and your information.
No, that's not true. The chip is inert normally. It cannot pick up anything. What you do is you have to have an RFID scanner, and then the scanner can pick up the information on the chips. So in the case of, and this is the problem with a lot of the conspiracy theories out there, is they get passed around like, you know, the telephone game, and they get people get misinformed about it. If you are working in inventory at Walmart or wherever it is that the RFID chips are in use, you have a scanner. You can scan the inventory coming in off the truck, and it will, register there and tell you, oh, well, there's X amount of cameras on this pallet, and that's what that's being used for. The RFID scanner has to send out certain radio waves in order for the RFID chip.
So it's not a chip, it's a scanner. It's not like
back.
It's that far off.
Well, there is a chip and there is a scanner, and they're two very distinct parts of this system. The chip itself does not transmit unless it is activated by a scanner. Anyway, I hope they've made that clear. Go ahead, Rick.
No, she's fought against, like, some of the major department stores, that lady did.
And yeah, I think it's a huge waste of time.
Right. Well,
I, Look, I don't care if department stores use RFID chips to identify where, you know, what products are coming off of a truck and help people count inventory faster. That's what RFID is used for in the back of a department store. It doesn't violate my privacy when that's happening. But when government forces people to be chipped or forces them to carry chipped IDs or passports or things like that, then it gets into the area where I've got some concerns.
But if they've got chips in, say, credit cards or something like that, now I've heard that these chips might be in credit cards. It's one of the reasons I have a metal wallet to prevent these things from happening.
You got a tinfoil hat, too, Mark?
I do not have a tinfoil hat, only a metal wallet. But, you know, I mean, it would be bad information. I don't know if that's what's going on in these credit cards, but, you know, I might as well.
Well, look at the schools in Houston. That's what they just said. They were doing that tracking of the kids in Houston. Why is our government, you know, the TSA? Why is the TSA infiltrating into everything in our lives?
You know, that's what government does. I mean, it's not just the TSA. It's every government program out there expands, becomes more oppressive, more intrusive, more expensive. It's the nature of government. So the TSA is just another government agency, so that's just what they do.
They have RFID scanners. You can buy one relatively cheaply on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one, find out what kind of information you can find out. Because there's a lot of fear-mongering that goes on around a lot of different subjects, and I don't know if you walk down the aisle in a grocery store and they can find out what size underpants you're wearing because there's an RFID chip sewn in or not. I'm not really concerned with them finding out that information, so I don't worry about it. I tend to think that RFID chip would probably be beaten up in the washer. But, you know, if you're worried about it, get an RFID scanner
and
find out.
Yeah, because then you'll really be informed as far as what sort of RFIDs are around you.
I bet you'll find out that there's less information out there than people think.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the call tonight. Any further thoughts?
Nope, I ain't got nothing else to say. Thank
right.
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of government and the Department of Homeland Security, we talked briefly about them earlier. And, of course, TSA is part of that. There's a story here out of ArsTechnica.com. Getting the agencies responsible for national security to communicate better was one of the main reasons that the Department of Homeland Security was created after the terrorist attacks in September 11th, 2011, or 2001. But according to a recent report from the department's inspector general, one aspect of this mission remains far from accomplished. DHS has spent $430 million over the past 9 years to provide radios tuned to a common secure channel to its 123,000 employees across the country. Problem is, no one seems to know how to use them. We'll talk more about this maybe on Monday night, because I'll be back Monday. Mark, you're going to be here for the Sunday edition of the show. We've got Dave listening in KGOE for some final thoughts. Go ahead, Dave.
I just wanted to say I would gladly volunteer to have a chip put in my arm or in my forehead or wherever the heck else they think they might want to put it.
Are you serious? Man, I wish you hadn't called right at the very last moment.
Why would I care?
Because it could cause cancer?
Tell you what, Dave, here's what you should do. Call us back at tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at night Eastern time, so that's 4 o'clock Pacific, or Monday or Tuesday, whatever's convenient for you. Call at 7 o'clock Eastern time, because we're out of time for tonight. We can't get into a real conversation about this topic with you, and I would really like to. So thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, Break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.